All right, let's go out to our friend Bobby Schrone, former FBI agent. And Bobby, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Doctor. Thanks for having me back.
I asked to get your comment, if you don't mind, on former FBI Director Comey's private memos in the Trump conversation, which we have all kinds of technical stuff here with our sound system, which may or may not have contained classified material. Right. I just wanted to get somebody whose take on it who could make sense of it for me. So have at it.
Well, it all comes back to his testimony right after he was fired. And in that testimony, he kind of went to some painful lengths to describe how he wrote them in such a way. I think he said something like he wrote them in such a way that it wouldn't trigger a classification I paid a little bit close attention because I have a top secret security clearance and it's actually above top secret. And top secret is the lowest actually access. And there are letter designations above TS that allow you to access certain information. But in his testimony, he said he wrote them in such a way that it would make them easier to discuss within the FBI and the government, which didn't make sense to me because anybody in the FBI is going to have a clearance that could talk to those issues, even if they were classified. The only reason you would write them in such a way that they didn't contain classified information was, would it be easier to share with people outside the government, as he, later in his testimony, was cornered into saying that he did share them with his buddy, who's a Columbia law professor, and then actually asked that person to share them with the media.
Hold on. Take walk me through that logic again. So is it accurate to say that any interaction with a president or a White House official is quasi-confidential, right?
Well, yeah, but there's a big difference between confidential and classified law.
Okay,
there are classifications. If something is classified top secret, there's a designated, it has to be written in a certain way. There are classification markings in the margins of every document that contains that information.
Yeah.
And so there's a crime for leaking that. Confidential information, what we call LES, or law enforcement sensitive information, so there's not a crime. You can actually get in some administrative trouble if you still work for the government. Your security clearance can be revoked or lessened. There is a difference. And so we really have to get down to, the brass tacks and what actually was in the memos. And did he transfer, because people have been known to do that. They'll take something that was classified and rewrite it in a way that, they leave off the classification markings. That's a crime. If it was top secret classified and then you included it, in the original, story, I thought these memos were simply a memorialization of the topics that he discussed with Trump. Like Trump asked me to let the Flynn thing go like that. Well, that's very general and it didn't go into details. Now it's seeming like maybe these memos had more details in them with classified. Now, I don't know that that's true. That's what's being reported. If so, I don't know why he would include that in the memos, because in his original excuse in writing these memos, it was because he didn't want the conversations to be mischaracterized, misconstrued. Well, you don't need to put that level of detail in it. You need to talk about what topics you talked about, maybe quote the president like he said, let this Flynn thing go or something like that. So, those are two different things. And why any of this would contain even the hint of classified information is beyond me. They're going to have to, see the memos and examine the memos and look at the memos, what they contained and the details and what they contained, because, you can't start playing games with, I write them in such a way that I allude to classified information, but I didn't actually mark it as classified. Well, that's, you're just playing a dangerous game. I had friends in the FBI that I worked with that got severely disciplined for, in one instance, they took information that was coming out from our team in Iraq about IEDs and passed them on simply to, to local LAPD or LA Sheriff's Office bomb techs, because these were breaking information from the streets of Baghdad where they were building IEDs in a different way. The information had not been declassified yet. It took a couple of weeks. He wanted to get it into the hands of our counterparts here on the streets of Los Angeles because, this could save somebody's life. He just didn't wait long enough for it to be declassified, and he got, he was severely punished, suspended without pay, almost fired. So, even though that information was, everybody knew would eventually be declassified, it's taken very seriously at certain levels of the government. It seems to me, through the Hillary Clinton investigation, and now if this is, if what's being reported is true, it's not being taken as seriously in these situations. And that's a frustration to a lot of us who have labored under these rules for many years, almost 30 years I was with the government. And, you know, there were a lot of times, you know, I worked for, you know, three Republican administrations and two Democrats. And on both sides, there were times when I wish I could have, you know, had, you know, I had knowledge of what was going on inside the administration, what the White House was doing. And I wish people, you know, more at large would have known. But it wasn't my role, and it was nothing I would ever be able to do, you know, personally, to leak information that wasn't mine to leak. And it's just not in our makeup. And that's why when Comey admitted to leaking this, or, you know, having a you know, his friend leak it to the press, you know, I was severely disappointed in his action.